Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are we going to be able to actually talk some NBA finals right now? Or am I going to get yelled at again?
I'm not going to yell at you about it, but I think that this deserves a macro-level conversation, bud.
All right, well, joined now by Howard Beck on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Howard, I've been screamed at throughout the course of the show by Cavs fans. They don't want to hear about the NBA Finals. They don't want to have anything to do with Golden State Warriors winning yet again. So Howard of the Bleacher Report and the Full 48 podcast joins us now on the hotline. Are you sensing any fatigue, Warrior fatigue around the country like it is here in Cleveland?
Good morning, guys. I mean, it's hard to tell, right? Like, it's unless it's like ESPN doing its Sports Nation poll or something, or like it's just a feel thing. You can get on Twitter, which is kind of probably not the most scientific gauge of the world or the country. You can, I mean, to the extent that I have NBA conversations with people on Twitter and in real life, is there a Warrior fatigue that's been building over the last couple of years, and especially since Durant went there? I think that's fair to say, but it's a hard thing to measure, right? It's just... There's no objective measurement for that. There's no Gallup poll for the NBA, although I often wish there were, so we could assess things like this, because it's a curiosity. But if I had to guess, if I had to just kind of like, you know, conclude based on my own experiences, I think people are kind of tired of them a little bit. At the same time, this recent stretch, the last couple of weeks, where Durant's been out and it's the old Warriors, where, remember, and this may not be the case in Cleveland, and that's fine, but everywhere else, the Warriors were kind of like this, you know, lovable, happy-go-lucky team that just happened into a finals in Steve Kerr's first year there, and nobody saw it coming. They weren't considered some, you know, evil empire or powerhouse. They had been an okay team under Mark Jackson, but they weren't a contender. And suddenly they were a champion, and the way they played and the joy they played with, the personality of the team, it was all fun, and everybody loved them right up until the point where Durant arrived, and then I think pretty much everybody turned on them aside from Warrior fans.
Howard Beck with us from the Bleacher Report on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What's closer to the truth? The Raptors have a chance to beat the Golden State Warriors in the finals, or people want the Raptors to have a chance to beat the Golden State Warriors in the finals?
I think the latter. I mean, it's not that they don't have a chance. Of course they have a chance. You know, Kawhi Leonard might be the best player in this series heading in, especially with Durant, you know, still, you know, on the shelf or at least working his way back. I think Kawhi Leonard probably is the best player heading into this series. They've definitely got a chance, and they've got home court advantage. And so, you know, while I lean Warriors on this series, I don't think anybody should be stunned if Toronto wins it. That said, the way you frame the question, I definitely think that, you know, there's just a ton of people out there who would love to see it happen, and that's a stronger sensation than the probably the actual chances of it happening, even though, as I say, it's reasonable that it could happen.
Howard, how does this version of Toronto Raptors that have made it all the way to the finals, barely, by the way, people already forgetting about the ridiculous shot that Kawhi Leonard hit, how does it compare to the Cavs teams, the four versions of the Cavs teams that are in the finals?
Always a hard hypothetical to suss out, and I'm sure someone's, you know, done the statistical comparison by now. But look, I think we could all agree this Raptors team is far and away stronger than the last Cavs team that went to the finals a year ago. Where it would stack up against the others, you know, hard to say. You know, the first year with, you know, Kyrie going down in game one and Kevin Love having missed that series, you know, but LeBron was incredible and it still went six. And, you know, the year the Cavs won, they were incredible. The next year they were still really, really good. I mean, look, I think probably those middle two Cavs teams you could say were better than this Toronto team, because there is a drop-off after Kawhi Leonard, right? Like, you know, LeBron had Kyrie playing at an all-NBA level, and Kevin Love was still really, really good, and the role players, you know, were, you know, they were high-achieving role players at that time before certain guys started to kind of slip. And this Toronto team, you know, one MVP-type player in Kawhi, Kyle Lowry, who's been, you know, an all-star multiple times, but, you know, wrong side of 30, Marc Gasol wrong side of 30, Danny Green wrong side of 30. It's not a powerhouse team. They just play really well collectively.
What do you think of, sorry, Anthony, what about Kawhi's future at Howard? The first thing, it did bother me to a little bit that, yeah, Giannis wasn't even off the floor, and people were wondering where he's going to be after the end of next year and whether or not they need to make a finals run. But I got to ask the question about Kawhi. What is, do you think, his future? I know he's a hard person to read, but where do you think he's going to end up?
Yeah, let me quick comment on your first thing, because it's interesting and it's relevant, and it's a constant thing now in today's NBA. The NBA created this. They kept shortening contracts, which used to be 6 and 7 years, and now they're only 4 and 5. And you know, to an extent, this is about player empowerment and the leverage that they have and that they've been exercising, starting with LeBron in 2010 and all the way through to the present with Anthony Davis and what Kyrie did, everybody. But it's also short contracts, which are giving them that leverage sooner and more powerfully than they've ever had it before. So we can blame the league for a lot of this. In terms of Kawhi's future, nobody knows. Everyone's, you know, guessing. And, you know, would it be really hard to walk away from a championship team? I would think so. But we saw Kyrie leverage his way out with 2 years left on a contract after going to 3 straight finals and winning a title. And we've seen, you know, any number of versions of this recently, and you know, across the way there in this finals, you've got Durant, who may also walk away from a team that's, you know, gone to three straight with him, and potentially winning 3 straight. So it's just where we are now, and you know, if Kawhi's greatest desire, what he thinks will make him happiest, is to live in Southern California, then that's where he'll be. But the Raptors, this much I think everybody should agree on, the Raptors have made the strongest possible case in this one season with him that they could possibly make. And if he leaves, it's not going to be for anything that they did.
Howard Beck, Bleacher Report with us on Hotline, his terrific podcast. You can find it. Also, the full 48, is that it, Howard?
Yes.
I do wonder, when it comes to Kevin Durant, there is so much discussion about what happens, obviously, after the series, and we've gone over it ad nauseum. But when it comes to Kevin Durant and how Steve Kerr uses him, first of all, is there a chance he doesn't play in this series? And if he is, let's say the series is tied 1-1 going to Golden State, what do you do with KD? How are you using him if he's a little bit ginger?
So on this first part, I want to make clear, I'm only guessing. This is just my feel for it after covering the league for a bunch of years. He hasn't been on the court doing any team activity yet, not even 2-on-2, to everyone's knowledge, at least in terms of what they've said publicly, no contact activity on the court. That suggests to me he is still at least several days, if not further off. And while it's still, you know, obviously he's traveling, I don't think he's playing in game two. I would be shocked if he played in game two. I think he's traveling just to be with the team and to continue being around them and to enjoy it and to also be with team staff and in terms of including the athletic staff, the athletic training staff. If he plays by game three, I think it's, to me, feels like a stretch, but seems like it's in the realm of possibility. If he doesn't play at all in this series, I won't be surprised because of what the severity of that injury appeared to be and because, as I said, he has yet to get on the court to do any team activities. And, you know, here we are, it's game one. Game four is a week from tomorrow. I'm not expecting a sweep, but at least in the realm of possibility that the series could be over by then or a few days later. So it's possible we don't see him. In terms of how they use him, gingerly, probably. I mean, I think he's almost in case of emergency break glass. The injury was serious enough, and he is going to free agency. He, you know, everybody should have reason for a little bit of caution. You don't want to push it too far with him as the team. You don't want to endanger him, and he doesn't want to endanger himself.
Is he rooting against the Golden State Warriors? Come on. Come on, Howard.
No.
How do you know?
No.
Have you talked to him? How do you know? Think about it.
Because I'm a reasonable, rational person.
Wait a second, Howard. Especially these first few games, if he's not going to play in them, he can win MVP if he comes back and rescues the Warriors. And he can say, ha-ha, you guys did need me. And the national narratives that these guys, like Howard Becker putting out there, are completely incorrect.
I appreciate the creativity. No.
I tried. I did try. Howard Beck joining us. I did say the one amazing thing about this finals that we've never seen in NBA Finals history, to my knowledge, is that two of the best players in the game, Kawhi Leonard and KD, they could both be gone after this series no matter what. One of them could be gone. Is that good for the NBA or bad? Because I can make cases for both. Our fans think it's terrible that these guys are able to choose where they're going to go. But I could say, hey, you could have two brand new teams next year that we're not even talking about get to the NBA Finals next year.
Yeah, and look, all of these statements can be true and feel contradictory and yet still be true. It's good that there is a sense that if you are a team that is building towards something, you know, look at the Nets and the Clippers, right? Two teams that have always been, secondary in their markets, laughing stocks at times, but they have both done an incredible job the last couple of years of rebuilding in a really methodical way where they've got cap room and they've got good young talent and they've got extra picks and all this, and they've got a chance to grab one of these guys or even both and suddenly become a contender. And so if you're a fan of the Nets or the Clippers or maybe several other teams, you're thinking, well, that's good. It's good that these guys are available. It's good that guys are willing to leave because it gives the opportunity for other teams to emerge or become contenders. And also, yes, if there is Warriors fatigue, or a year ago there was certainly Warriors versus Cavs fatigue after four straight finals, then having the finals change up, having the contenders change up, big picture, it all seems good. On the other hand, look, if you're a Raptors fan, you don't want to see Kawhi go. If you're a Warriors fan, they've got conflicted feelings, actually. Warriors fans are kind of weird about the KD thing. They love the championships. They're not sure they love him. But, you know, look, Cleveland didn't want to see LeBron go either time. And Miami didn't want to see LeBron go. So it's just a matter of which city I think you're living in at the time or whether you're just a casual fan who just wants to see things, you know, vary from year to year. As I say, it can be good and bad at the same time. It just is going to depend on the eye of the beholder.
All right, Howard, one last thing. We appreciate your time as always. Can the Lakers be good next year?
Yeah, of course.
They How could good? Have
been good this past season. They could have been good this past season
How
if
good,
LeBron
Howard?
Doesn't go down for a month.
How good, Howard?
Listen, impossible to answer. We don't know who's signing there, if anybody is signing there. We don't know if they're making a trade. We don't know what Rob Pelinka is capable of pulling off. We don't know how much damage Rob Pelinka and Magic Johnson have done to the franchise to the extent that guys might not want to come there. But, yeah, look, they've got LeBron, who was still putting up, 27-8-8 this past season. And they've got some decent young talent, and they've got cap room to sign guys. So, yes, they can be good. How good, I can't say because I don't know what they're going to do in July.
Why would Rob Pelinka make up that story? Why would he do that?
or did Kobe make it up and relay it to him?
And should I make up a story where Baker Mayfield has dinner with Drew Carey and Drew Carey stands him up?
Sure, that'd be great. I mean, why not? It's weird. It's profoundly weird.
That it is. Howard, thank you very much for the time. We do appreciate it. All the best. We'll talk to you again soon.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Howard Beck joining us on the show on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. It's fabulous.
I get what he's saying. That
you pressed him. You really put the
had
boots to him.
Had to do it.
Wow.
Sick and tired of the nonsense.
You are a real Chris Matthews over there.
I do wonder. I always am worried about the game that I love so much when I hear all these fans call up and say they don't care, not watching, league is ruined, divas everywhere, player empowerment sucks.
And they're all right. They're
I
all
get
true.
Worried, but I get worried that once all the emotion of LeBron leaving, ends.
I don't know if it's ever going to end.
Ever.
I think, you know what will help it end? If the Cavaliers make a deep playoff run sometime in the future. Well, I don't think it even needs to be near future.
Of course.
If they do, but that'll help it. Yeah. But I think until the Cavaliers are any bit of a threat at all, I think that hangover of LeBron, the drama, because I do sincerely believe, and I shared this with you on the phone before, I've never said this on air, I think LeBron would probably have five titles if he would have just stayed in Cleveland. I think if he would have said what was, if he wouldn't have been so passive aggressive during his career, I think he'd have five titles instead of three. I think that we would hold him in different regard. Now, even if he went to Miami, I think he could still have that amount of titles. I think that his own passive aggression has hurt his own cause in the quest for championships and has also hurt his relationship with a lot of fans out there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.